I just like to start with a comment. Who I am, you can read my name over there. So I'm not Erwin Ten Humberg. From our marketing team, Erwin sits over there. So basically, at the beginning, we thought about doing it with three people, then only Erwin. Then we changed that. I should better do it. Has some reason. So who am I? My name is Michael Bemmer. I'm an engineering director at Sun Microsystems, and as such, I run the entire Star Office, Open Office development team at Sun Microsystems, which is located in Hamburg. I'm here because I'm at Sun in this position. You don't only run the engineering team, but are responsible for P&L, profit and loss as well. And as there have been some rumors around us and the team, I'd like to at least make a statement about that right at the beginning. Sometimes I hear rumors that there are concerns about our team in Hamburg. There's been some news about Sun in the press, laying off some people. So I just want to let you know, rest assured, we are safe and sound at Sun Microsystems. We were not impacted, rather on the contrary. So we have a safe place at Sun and want to go ahead full speed on openoffice.org. So I'd like to that you hear that from me directly. So I've just been back from a US trip meeting my management, so that's why I'm very confident about saying something about that. Mm-hmm. The other proof of that, hopefully, is that we are here with 20 people, so we've never been to an open office conference with so many people, so we flew out 20 people from Hamburg here, just from my team, plus who I see here is Uwe and Frank from the technical publications team, which is located in Hamburg as well, and Rafaela over there from the L10M team. They live and work with us in Hamburg too. And as Deborah, the CIO from Novell, did this morning, I'd like to really extend my thanks to everybody in this room that contributed anything to OpenOffice 2.0 or any OpenOffice release and does right now and will in the future. So thanks a lot from us, Sun as well. So I'd like to keep slides as simple as possible. I don't want to bore you to death. It's hot outside. And I promise to be finished in time. So pretty simple. We have two focus areas, I would say. One is community building, and the other one is what you normally expect from a roadmap presentation. It's improvements and features. It's important for me that they are listed there at the same slide because basically they have the same priority. And I will say some words about that as well. Community building. Why is community building so important for us? I said we're safe and sound at Sun, but of course we can never be enough people working on the OpenOffice.org projects. So it's very important for us to get more people involved. And if I say so, I basically mean people able to contribute code. That's a focus. What we shouldn't forget is that there's a great ecosystem around OpenOffice.org, which is really great and has developed very well, but we shouldn't forget that we need enough resources to develop and maintain and sustain the code base as well. Otherwise, an ecosystem around something that is not competitive in the future doesn't make too much sense. So I think everybody should realize that. So, looking back to the last year, so those who don't know me, I was at the conference in Cobra as well, so I've been doing my job for two years now, but have been around for 11 years. Yesterday was my 11-year anniversary at the Star Office team, so I know these guys and the product very well. And at the conference in Cobra, I promised a couple of things. Their community members raised a couple of issues which they wanted to have addressed by the community and at large part Sun. And I promised a couple of things, and normally if I do so, you can try to hunt me down if I don't keep these promises. So we started a lot of things basically after the conference. We had a week-long developer meeting which was requested in Hamburg. It was a very good, very productive meeting with developers from Novell, Intel, Red Hat, Google, Propylon. So that was a very, very, very good meeting. Then we try to get more transparent by more employees from Sun being present on IRC channels. We set up a wiki as a content collaboration platform. You find the URL over there, and we even we consolidated wikis from 2 to 1, so that's all helpful to simplify communication and finding stuff and talking with each other. There was a QA meeting in Germany with about 20 participants, so the QA community is very, very active, so thanks to all those guys running this project. By the way, I ran that a couple of years ago, but just for formal reasons, so I unfortunately was not too active, so I handed it over to somebody who, or we handed it over to somebody who really does the work in that project. We conducted open office surveys, another one this year, so Erwin, I guess, will talk about that later, tomorrow, I think. So we try to listen to the community, what we on our end can improve, and we started putting more priority on integrating community patches. We are very well aware that there are certain barriers to entry to openoffice.org. It's not a simple project, it's not small, and what we really want to have is people contributing, and one of the first contacts with most of the project leads with who are mostly in my team is, for example, handing patches to the team, and it's not very motivating if then you hand in a patch and nothing happens to that. That's normally leads you rather away from a project than getting you in. So what we did concretely was we defined 2 metrics to measure our patch handling efforts. Just 2 metrics. One was called initial response time, which basically described the first comment or status change on an issue submitted of a type patch submitted by somebody externally. And what you can see there is we try to put a set a goal on that. So this the data was the average 1 year ago was that the average response time, basically from us, it's not only from SignEngine, there were other people handling patches as well, of course, but our response time was 50 to 60 days, which is very bad, was very bad. So we set the goal of getting that to less than a week, and the status these days is that we've achieved that goal, so we are at something between 3 to 5 days on at least responding a first time initially to a submitted patch. The second metric, we call them issue inactivity time. Accepting a first issue, first patch is not enough, so we try to define a time for the next updates of a certain patch. And the average was very horrible again a year ago, so the average time when exactly nothing happened to a patch after being initially accepted or looked at was 130 days. So that's more than 3/4, which is again not very motivating. So we set a goal of at least something to achieve something between 2 and 3 weeks. The result a year after last September nowadays is that we are at 40 days, which is dramatically better, but absolutely not good enough. Basically, goal not achieved, my terminology for something like that. So we need to work on that to improve. I love this picture. There's another barrier to entry for openoffice.org. I really love these 2 slides. I showed them my management last week in the US, and even they understood where one of the problems is. So I call it build dependencies. You could call it code complexity as well. It's not the same thing, but you can derive it from that. So what you see there is the source code basis in the year 2000. That's when we open sourced StarOffice, which then was in version 5.2. So even if you don't really understand what's up there, it sounds you understand it. It's not too complex. So now you come to the source code of last year. So normally that's a pretty, as I said, pretty impressive picture. So that happened in the last 5 years with a source code. Must be a couple of million lines of source code more than 5 years ago. And again, I don't want to get into the details, but even as said, management folks in the US, even without not even being coders, they understood, oh, if somebody touches something on the very left lower side of that, I'm sure he breaks something on the upper right side, and said yes. And building that stuff, not understanding that should be complex, yes, and it takes a lot of time, yes. So I think it's very good visual description of, I don't call it a bug, but it's a problem. It's a complex thing all you guys are working on. Derived from that, some more stuff we need to do. We agreed on that. So built environment improvements are very necessary. So I don't want to get too much into details, but I think if somebody sits there at home on his notebook, one processor he takes, if he ever understood how to build, like 15 hours, which is not very, very manageable if you try it at night when your kid's in bed and in the morning it's broken, so it didn't work, and then you have to fix something, start again, so that's not very a lot of fun. And again, it's a what's important to me, it's a barrier to entry. It's not, we cannot neglect that. It must be fun to work on a project like that, and I do not believe it's too much fun if it takes so much time just to build this stuff. So Kai Bachmann is here from Google. Put a lot of energy in that stuff, at least over half a year, so thanks Kai for that. Volker Kretschke and guys from Novell helped on that as well. Of course, my team too. So it's been a great effort, and it's not finished, and I don't want to say things. Kai has a jam session tomorrow, I think. Okay, so I don't want to tell any secrets about that, but we think we come to dramatic build improvements. And we try to align the systems as good as possible. So we at Sun, of course, internally have some completely other infrastructure to build stuff than an individual developer has outside. So we focused on improving that over the last 15 years, and we try to align it. It simplifies our business as well. So that's a very good approach. So thanks for everybody involved in that. The picture before makes it clear that we need to reduce the code complexity, so at least one of my tech architects, two or more people, will try to work on refactoring code in major areas, at least the main pain points and how to set up a design, how to tackle that problem. It will be more and more difficult to maintain and sustain that stuff. You know, regression in bug fixing, all that stuff. That's partly caused by what you've seen before. So it's another very urgent issue, high on our radar for the coming year. What else have we done for community building, or are we doing? We're part of the Google Summer of Code. We're mentoring students, I think 6 this year. We mentored 10, is that true, Zahida? So we mentored 10 last year, a little less this time, but we're still very active in that. We, as I said before, patch handling is not where we wanted to have it, especially following up after initially accepting patches, and it's still not good enough. As I said, this number, even if the number is lower, just that we have a second follow-up doesn't help. What we want, what we really want, is to have patch issues closed, one way or the other. One means not to accept them, the other one is to integrate them. Basically, there is nothing in between. Having patches lie around for 3 years just doesn't make too much sense. It's a burden on the bug tracking, on the issue handling system. It's a burden for people submitting it, and the other ones monitoring it. So we want to further improve on that. As I said, some of you know that, I guess. It's been a long way for us although it's 6 years, from closed source development to open source development, especially as we in Hamburg all sit in one building. So door-by-door communication, telephone, lunch, it's all so easy, much easier than using other channels. So it's the environment makes it more difficult to volunteer, to publicly communicate. So, but we are really putting goals on that stuff, especially, as I said, for my folks, that we improve on, dramatically improve on that. So we'll update current project sites. I hate websites. If I get to a website that's 2 years old, I just go somewhere else. I don't care. Whatever it is, I don't believe in a project where the first page I hit is 2 years old. I just don't believe it's interesting, or it's fancy, or it's vibrant. So we got to work on that stuff. We we put more and more stuff into the wiki. So we have some internal stuff, so we try to move as much information as we have still have only internally to a wiki, and we'll very soon start a group blog. Have we started, Stefan? Okay, but we will very, very soon. Okay, and then another idea we had is in mind is offering something like online trainings or hands-ons for different skill levels. So meeting at a certain time of a week where basically the same course as a hands-on whatever is offered for different levels of engineers to get a better understanding of the code and get into the project. Another idea is to mentor newbies. So if we sometimes what you find out in the project is somebody seems to have a very good skill set, seems to be very interested, you talk to him, you chat with him 3-4 times, then he's gone. And which is, and again, I always would like you to understand my folks as well. We're professionals, we're on a payroll, we need to make some money, and it's really frustrating if 9 out of 10 people you work with, you write emails to, you communicate, then finally are gone. So that's not very satisfying for our folks as well. So we try to help the guys we think are can be good contributors to help them better. Maybe assigning a developer to somebody and really mentoring them personally. So he's a personal contact in the project. It's just ideas right now. So if you have more input on them later, let us know. Okay, basically that was the part community building. So again, it's kind of a promise from me again this year. It's a high focus on that area. We all agreed internally as well that this has to have focus. Otherwise, it's still difficult to get into the project. Be productive in that environment. So now I move to at least a few improvements features we are planning right now. What I said before means that it'll be resources doing that stuff. Refactoring, for example, we could take our entire team for the next 2 years and just refactor stuff. You wouldn't see a difference in the feature set. It would be faster, easier to build all that stuff. Code would be less complex, maybe a couple of million lines less. But it basically wouldn't allow us to put any feature into that. So we have to have a compromise on that. So some stuff we're doing, we always try to improve performance feedback on certain stuff. Has not been too great. Startup, we've been fighting that for 20 years. So as I said, I'm only 11 years here, some more. Malte, I think 15 years. So we've always struggled with startup performance, but nowadays the current builds already, it's not public, all that stuff, but the startup, we seem to get it 30 to 50% faster than the OpenOffice 2.0 release, depending on the application you start with. Loading saving documents up to 50% faster than OpenOffice 2.0. Some people have complained about that, myself was one of them, so but many others. So we found a lot of ways to improve on that, which will be very visible from my point of view, especially with large documents. What we do is we do automatic child workspace. Sorry for this abbreviation. I hate abbreviations myself. It means child workspace. That's the branched stuff from the master we use to integrate features. So before we integrate stuff into the master, we run automatic performance tests to prevent decreasing performance. If you work with a lot of people on a source base and you integrate stuff and 20, 30 child workspace of 300 bug fixes in one build, at the end of the day you just know that all that stuff got slower, but you don't have no clue what happened, and analyzing that is extremely difficult. So it's a big help for us that we while integrating stuff into the master are able to check on decreasing performance. And this is an outlook, so we will again put a lot of effort into increasing performance. So there are no goals. We have no goals written for these improvements, And I don't want to make up my mind right now. 30 to 50% and 50% sounds very good to me, but we compare ourselves with competitors all the time, so we need to set smart goals on that we need to achieve. And again, I'd like to thank both Intel and Novell contributing really significantly to performance improvements. I think there are two separate tracks from I think Michael Meeks with something like lightning speed fast up or something like that, and Michael Leibowitz has something around from Intel around other performance efforts. So thanks. That's been a great cooperation from my point of view, this all this performance work. Extension development. Jürgen Schmidt had a session yesterday, I think, about extensions we're doing. One chance to make it easier for developers, not having it necessary to understand the entire code base, is to allow them to hook to certain parts of the project and write your own extensions. That's why we're creating this extension development toolkit, which just allows you. You don't have to understand the entire code. You have certain places where you can hook your own stuff into and go ahead with that. You can write extensions with very appealing user interface looks and feel. It has a smart integration into the help system, which was a problem at the beginning. Of course, you just don't want to have extensions without help being offered for that. So that's resolved. So that's very, very nice. And again, a smart integration into the tools options dialog. And they are capable of being updated online. One of the things we've done already, a son that's very close to us, you can imagine, is NetBeans integration. So it's very easy, or it will be very easy. And we have the first milestones ready. It will be very easy to develop extensions for OpenOffice.org in the NetBeans IDE and deploy it right from NetBeans into OpenOffice.org. ODF support, a big thing, of course. I don't think I have to tell anybody about the importance of ODF, even separately from OpenOffice.org. So we still put a lot of effort into our XML strategy and into strengthening the standard itself. We shouldn't be too far away from getting official ISO recognition for the ODF file format. Then the roadmap is ODF 1.1 with a high focus on accessibility, which is extremely important. So we expect that to be part of OpenOffice 2.0, which is the new naming scheme that the community has decided on. And the next one is ODF 1.2, including spreadsheet formulas, which is expected for 2.3, if I'm not wrong, with that numbering scheme. And what we've just written is a prototype for an ODF viewer for Mozilla Firefox. Seen it already, demoed it already, so that's great stuff. So a very simple extension for Firefox, just reading ODF documents. It's not productized yet or anything. It's a prototype, but we should be able to finish that. Then XML forms using XForms, so we're planning integration in third-party workflows, from especially for enterprise customers. Then we need to handle Microsoft's custom schemas and metadata and all that stuff. I don't want to get into technical deals, but it's of course very important in the past and in the future as well. It's boring, I know that. Throughout every version you hear that from us, Microsoft interoperability, but there's no way to get around that. That's like 90 something percent of the office productivity market, so it's not a good idea to ignore that. And customers, sometimes I hear notions from people that try to tell us that it's not that important. Every customer we've had over the last decade has told us that document compatibility has to get close to 100%. Nobody will ever achieve that goal unless we completely clone the core of Microsoft Office, which we do not plan to do. But that's one of the reasons why we will always put significant resources into achieving that compatibility. One way we'll achieve that in the next releases is in Writer we'll completely redesign certain parts of the code, so the word import export filters, the RTF filters, which by the way again nicely fits into the reduction of code complexity, because this is a major refactoring, just easing the code, getting rid of lots of old code, so that's at the same time targets that problem. And we'll have lots of core enhancements in Writer, like new table implementations, page breaks, numbering, some section stuff. So I don't want to get into details here as well. Calc, some more core enhancement in Calc, a new business chart, import export, and we improve on the data pilot, which is known as a pivot table in Excel. And in Impress, we do some core enhancement as well. We do, which is interesting, again, it simplifies it, makes it easier. It's not two table models anymore. Then we use the Calc table engine in Impress as well, which will improve, of course, dramatically improve table handling in Impress, and presentation engine enhancements as well. Regarding deployment, that's an interesting feature. So we've integrated online update into the products. It's different milestones. So 203 contains something like a semi-automated online update notification mechanism. So you gotta basically press a menu item to find out if there's something new for the product. In 204, it will automatically look for updates. So basically what you maybe know from Firefox or something like that, this green thing at the right-hand corner on the top that tells you that there are software updates available. And in later versions, I don't want to write a date to that, as we'll have a fully featured, fully automated online update for all platforms. But I can't tell you when that will be live. So this online update, of course, offers or creates some kind of a marketplace, which should be open to all vendors, not only to us, of course. And I just talked to Luis again this morning. If I'm supposed to say that, I am supposed to say that, because it's close to being completed. So there will be an independent U.S. legal entity created, which is able to handle a possible revenue stream by that. You know that right now there's a German, I call it a club construction, so there's no other word for that. It's a German legal entity, but it's not the right one to handle larger funds for a project like OpenOffice.org. So it was decided by the Community Council a long time ago already, but it's now getting into concrete steps. So that should make it much better to transparently handle fundings, especially coming in through the online update channel, but from other parties as well. Usability, always on our radar. I guess you heard that or read in reviews how easy people found it to move to OpenOffice 2.0 from Microsoft Office 2003. So we'll continue that path, especially if you see the big chance with Office 2007 now, the new version with a completely different user interface, where even Bill Gates admitted that takes about 10 days of training, retraining for a basic user to get familiar with that user interface. So that's a great chance for us, especially to keep our Office 2003 users with OpenOffice and StarOffice, of course. So we continue to make it easier for people who migrate from a different Office suite. We continue to improve everyday features. So we run really a comprehensive usability labs each year. So setting dummies of different skill sets in front of a PC and letting them fulfill tasks both on and either both on Microsoft and OpenOffice or only one of them, but we find out by that where people have hurdles to work with the product, and we still have some backlog basically from the last usability test, so we'll try to address that stuff. Simplify user interface, reduce UI clutter, and our option mania. You know that there is wonderful how many options you can configure, just it's difficult for people to ever find them, so that's not too smart from a user interface perspective. I mean, formerly we had then hack configuration files. I didn't like that much better, but there must be a middle ground between that. And we drive and incorporate user experience focused contributions from the community, so it's been and the last topic as well, we build up user experience community on OpenOffice. There's been a lot of progress on especially specifications, writing stuff from really non-Sun contributors helping to define user interfaces. So we're very happy to include stuff like that and continue bringing more stuff from outside in. Okay, that's something brand new. We've been pretty shy about in the last months. Now I'm not shy anymore about that. So we got a lot of feedback on the last conference conducted. That one important part missing is a calendar client. The more general term for that is personal information manager. The way we see it, it would complete the product offering. It of course. With calendaring, email, and address book. It would allow a complete migration to open solutions. It solves the Microsoft license issue with Outlook. And as I said, it addresses high user demand, which is in one way proven by OpenOffice, but many customers as well. So what we're doing is, what we did is, a couple of months ago, we set up a new team within my organization and jumped on the project Lightning. Lightning is a calendar extension for Thunderbird, and we think that's the right way to go. It's open source. We don't want to reinvent, maybe others think it's a better idea. We don't want to reinvent the wheel from scratch. Doesn't make too much sense. Lightning was an existing community. The Mozilla brand is very well known. Firefox adoption is increasing dramatically. Thunderbird is a very, I've been using Thunderbird for 2 years, I think now. Thunderbird adoption is increasing dramatically. So having a rich calendar client plugged into Thunderbird from our point of view is a great, great solution. So it's pretty significant resources, so we are speeding that have sped up that development very significantly already. It's interesting for us finally to be on the other side of a community again. So it was a existing community, and then we jumped in with quite a lot of people. I did some socializing before with the Mozilla Corporation and Oracle, which are investing in that stuff. So. It's interesting. So we can learn some lessons from that for our end as well. So that's new. As I said, I'm very sure now that we continue investing in that. That's why I wanted to use this this event here to say a few words about that. What can it do? You can, of course, schedule appointments, meetings. You have invitations, free busy information. It has time zone support. You can configure and administer that stuff with access rights. You have backups and restores of calendar data, all this stuff it should have. It has calendar server support, and again, as Sun, of course, we try to support our servers at first. So the first connector we implemented is a WCAP, which allows us to connect the client to Sun's calendar servers. Service, and we need that always because Deborah called it eat your own dog food. We at Sun call it fly your own airplanes. So at Sun we usually don't run Exchange servers, so we need to just to play around with that stuff and use it. We need to have a connection to our own servers, and it's basically running very well already. So we have web-based stuff, and I think that rich client stuff is already better than we use, for example, Sun internally as web-based stuff. So I use it in my daily work already, and in many people in Hamburg already. What is the next version, Dieter? 0.3, Lightning, Sunbird, Lightning? 0.3 is the next release of the Lightning stuff, and of course we work on that. And there are other servers on this planet, of course, one called Microsoft Exchange, so we will, of course, support that later as well. And stuff like what everybody wants to have as well is PDA sync or notebook sync or something like that, but it's later, so it's not that many resources. And we'll, but it's interesting, very interesting project. Just to give you an impression about it, a visual impression. So that's a working type. So what you see there is Thunderbird, the main window on the top left corner. You see your news and mail stuff, and it's just an extension which plugs in at the lower end corner. And you see already the a dialogue which has been newly created. So that's how it looks, and I think it's a really great solution. Next one, so just planned user interface improvements on Lightning. So we just want to give it a more modern look together with the community, other guys working on that stuff, event task attributes and agenda to do. So there's some more stuff to do, of course, but it looks very promising from my point of view, and when it's done, I think it's a great, great solution. I promise to be on time, so basically that's it from us. What I would like to add is that's very true what you see there on that slide. We can never be enough, so I just ask you to join, find people to join the project in whatever area it is, whatever skill set people have. I think we all should work on getting more people into that. As I said, we are here with 20 people. Some of us wear these t-shirts, not every day at this heat. So if you want to talk to some of us, just use the chance tonight at the Hotel de Ville or wherever you meet us. Just use the chance if you want to talk to one of us. Thanks a lot.